Hey, what up, everybody? My name is Ty Stevenson. We are on episode number 10 of Waters Brewer Walks with me and my half-wolf dog, Remy. I think I might have said last episode that it was number 8, but it was actually number 9. So today we're on number 10, and today I'm going to be talking about cleaning and sanitation. It's a pretty good weekend. By the way, I didn't do too much at my brewery. I started cold crashing that beer that I brewed for the first time. My first brew at this new brewery out in Windsor. And, started cold crashing it, dropped some yeast, and it's tasting okay. It was my first time ever having hands on that equipment, and it's a janky-ass system. So there was a couple hiccups, but nothing dire. We got beer. We'll be able to sell it. So yeah, anyways, let's go ahead and jump on into cleaning and sanitation. This will probably be a pretty short episode. I don't think there's too much to it, really. So cleaning, there's many different types of cleaning. You could, there's alkaline solution, there's acidic solution, there's neutral solution, or natural solution, I believe. I don't know, one of those two. I was just looking over my notes this morning. From when I was attending Siebel, I took the online course, the concise course in brewing technology, which is kind of like the pre-wec if I want to go back and do the master's brewer program there one day. You have those different types of solutions. Alkaline solution would be your PPW. I would definitely recommend getting some of that. PBW. So, let's see if I can remember my fucking phonetic alphabet. What is P? Papa. B is Bravo. Whiskey. W. PBW. And that's made by Five Star. And it's like a little white powder. And you mix that with some hot water. And boom. Next thing you're mix like a cup, or like, I don't know, half a cup or something like that, 2 ounces, some shit, for 5 gallons worth of water. Mix it up, and it'll pretty much make it, like, kind of sticky. Like, so you'll feel it on your hands, it'll be kind of sticky. Maybe not sticky, more like slimy, I guess I should say. And, what that does, it attaches all the gunk in that you're gonna put it in, so, like, if you wanted to, you can fill up a fermenter with that, and let it sit for a little, like, 15, 30 minutes. And it'll collect most of that gunk, and so it'll make it extremely easy to, then you can just like spray it off of the hose. So it makes it really easy for all the actual cleaning. The difference between cleaning and sanitizing is cleaning is pretty much getting all the physical crap off so that it's already actually really, really clean. And then you can go back and sanitize it. Sanitizing is getting rid of all the microbial bacteria and stuff that could be hanging out on those little crevices and shit, whatever, inside the fermenter or kettle or whatever you're gonna be cleaning. Bright tank, fucking chiller, whatever. Usually use PPW, and then I'll give it a rinse, blah blah blah, and now it's not all slimy anymore, and then I'll sanitize it. And what I use for sanitizer is I use Star San. It's a clear liquid, and it's also made by Five Star. And it's super chill. I like it a lot. I use 2 ounces for 5 gallons of like lukewarm, no, maybe not lukewarm, more like medium water, 80-degree, 90-degree water. 80-degree should be fine. 70-degree, maybe 75, whatever, something like that. And lukewarm water, and 5 gallons, 2 ounces of that Star San, mix it up, and if you mix it up while you're pouring the water in, it'll bubble up a lot. Don't fear those bubbles. Don't fear the foam. So that's that. And what I like to do, I like to get an extra spray bottle. Go out and buy one if you don't have one already, or use a different one that you can empty. Like an old Windex bottle, you have to clean it out or something like that. And that way, you have a little spray bottle for sanitizer. So if you're bottling, for example, or if you're at the end of your boil, you could just easily spray your hands down or spray something down. Typically, you want to allow like 5 minutes on sanitizer for it to be sanitized, but I've done it freaking spray, one and done, all right, going in for the kill, you know. So, do what you need to. Yeah, sanitizing. So you clean first and then you sanitize. Make sure the thing that you're going to be cleaning or sanitizing is already cleaned, and then you can go ahead and sanitize it. What else? Oh yeah, so I was just reading up earlier. The temperature of the water actually does break up the particles in like crap easier. So at 149 degrees, I believe it was, 150 degrees, it actually breaks up a lot of the particles in like gunk, I guess you can call it, whatever the fuck, Krausen from the yeast or whatever it may be. It gets off the gunk better. So use hot water to clean if you can. And then, so yeah, you'll rinse it, you'll acid wash it, or not acid wash, don't use that. That's professional shit. Use alkaline base. Use freaking PPW. Well, like 2 ounces for 5 gallons, maybe 4 ounces for 5 gallons. And that can be pretty hot water. And then, sorry, walked across some stuff. Where you going? Good morning. And, so yeah, getting distracted and shit. Alright, yeah, anyways, use 4 ounces of PPW for 5 gallons of pretty hot water. And then you just get some kind of brush or a sponge or whatever it may be. And then, yeah, scrub it down as much as you need, as little as you need. I try not to brush it too much because I'm always scared I'm going to scratch it a little bit, which will leave a little space for some fucking bacteria to hide in sometimes. And those little spaces are where the bacteria will hide if you're going to get an infection and shit. So that's the places that some sanitizer won't reach and won't kill. You need something stronger sometimes than StarSign. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it about cleaning and sanitizing. If you guys have any questions about any of that, feel free to leave a comment. Like, share, subscribe, you're always loved. If you have any more questions, you can hit me up on Instagram, Facebook. I'm always replying to people. Yeah, have a good rest of your Monday. Enjoy the walk if you're fucking walking like me. Or enjoy the workday if you're doing whatever. All right, guys. Peace.